Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Spirit divine, thank you for gathering us in your presence one more time to bless us. Grant us deep understanding in your word. And may we even experience a change in levels, even as we receive your word with faith, with meekness, and with gladness. Even in Jesus' name, amen. Just a quick time in the word of God. I hope you're enjoying life. Life can be enjoyed. Don't wait to get so much money before you enjoy life. No. You know, you must learn to survive without money at a point in your life. Then at a point, I tell you, you have abundance.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let what you have or you don't have determine your joy. Decide to be very joyful in the Lord. All right? Hallelujah. All right, so we have been looking at the importance of our words. So let's be rounding up today. Amen. So it's important to know that words can break you or break others. Words can heal. Words can destroy. Words can give life. Words can make you sick. So choose to speak the right words. But then, what is the source of words? Where do words actually proceed from? Okay, let's look at that just for a short time tonight as we round it up. So the source of words, the word of God shows us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So words don't just come about. Words spring up out of the heart. All right? Matthew 12:34. That means if my heart is in the wrong condition, then my mouth will release what is in the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So words proceed from the heart. So we have to understand what the heart is, okay? Now look at this. It says, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? So here we see, if one is evil, he cannot speak good things. And you are not evil. It says, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So how do you recognize one who is good and one who is evil? The heart. But how do you see the heart? Out of the abundance of the heart, what the heart is full of, the mouth only reveals it. So when your heart is filled with anger, your mouth cannot but release words of what? Anger. When your heart is filled with love, Your mouth cannot but release words of what? Love. So what we must actually guard are not necessarily our words, but our heart. Am I communicating at all? So, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So when the heart is full of pride, what will come out? Prideful words. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. I pray that you would keep a good heart. If our lives are determined by our words, and words spring up out of the heart, then if your heart is in a bad state, it will affect your words, and your words eventually affect your life. Does it make sense? Now listen to this. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. You are a good man. You are a good woman. Nobody is an evil man or an evil woman. You cannot be in Christ and be evil. You are good. So he says, where do you bring treasures from? From your heart. From your heart. From your heart. Then he says, for of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. So how would this good man who has good treasure in his heart bring the good treasure out? You would bring it out with your mouth. Does it make sense? Hallelujah. So your heart must be kept. Now when we say your heart, what is your heart? You know, your heart is not this organ that is pumping blood beneath your breast. All right? Proverbs chapter 4. Tonight, a short time in the Word of God. Then we spent just some time also praying. And now he says, keep thy heart. Keep it. You have the responsibility of keeping your heart, because that is where words spring out from. And your words will eventually control your life. So he says, keep your heart. Guard your heart. Huh? Protect your heart like an armed officer with a gun protecting your heart. He says, keep that heart with all diligence. Be diligent about it. Because if you are not diligent about it and anything slips into your heart, it will come out. How will it come out? Have you ever heard this statement before? Have you heard it before? Have you heard that statement before? Nehuyemehi is just a description of the picture you see of somebody in your heart. Are you getting the point? Yeah. So it is important to note that until the heart is full with it, it won't come out. So if I can keep my heart, I can decide to speak the right things because I'm keeping my heart. Are you getting the point? Yeah. If I can keep my heart, then I can really sieve my words. If I can keep my heart, then no idle word can just come out because I am conscious of the source of words. And what is the source of words? The heart. Does it make sense? Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Every issue of life, its roots is in the heart. The next verse. Then he says, no, go to verse 20, please. Hallelujah. Right. So now he begins to tell you how you can actually get your heart to be seeded. Huh? To be seeded. Your heart must not just be open to just anything, but open to the right things, because out of it are the issues of life. All right? Amen. Beautiful. But now, before we read this, what is the heart? What is the heart? If the heart is not the organ that is pumping blood, then what is the heart? The heart actually is the soul and the spirit, okay, together. All right? The soul and the spirit what? Together. So you see that there is an intersection. There is a place where the soul and the spirit meets. Okay? And that is where thoughts are born. That is where what are born? Thoughts are born. Thoughts. Thoughts. So in Hebrews, for example, in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews 4:12. Let's read something there. Okay, so look at this. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God. The word of God. Okay? It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder. Soul and what? Soul and what? Spirit. And of the joint and marrow. And he said, discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the word of God is like a scanner. It can reveal all that is going on in the heart. And what is the heart? It would really show you where the soul and the spirit meet. Are you getting the point? Amen. It is able to scan and show forth. Now, thoughts are birthed in the heart. So, the moment we say your heart, we are actually addressing your thoughts. Does it make sense? Your thoughts. Where the heart, the spirit and the soul meet. Where now the intangible, okay, resides before it comes into the tangible. So everybody seated here, you can see. You see. With what do you see? You see with your heart. Am I communicating at all? You see with your heart. You see with your heart. Now, before anything would come out, you saw it with your heart. Then, when your heart is full with it, it does what? It comes out. Where is the first place you have it coming out from? Your mouth. I don't know if it makes sense. So how do you guard your heart? And how do you seed your heart with the right seeds so that you will have the right thoughts in order to generate the right? So let's go back to the Proverbs. Don't forget here, he says the word of God is quick and powerful. So what actually works on the heart is the word of God. Amen. So let's go to the Proverbs again, examine that one end. It says, my son, attend to my words. Wow. Give attention to my words. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. So now he is showing us the entrances into our heart. What are the entry points to your heart? Verse 21. Then he says, let them not depart from thine eyes. So the first one, he says, give attention. How do you give attention? Incline your ears. Then let it not depart from. Then Those who teach English, is it semicolon or column? Is what? Okay, semicolon. That means what he's going to say is explaining further what he has already said. So he says, keep them in the midst of thine heart. So how do you keep things in your heart? When you pay attention to something, by giving the thing your and your. So let's say somebody is annoying you. Let's see how it gets to your heart. What you hear the person say and what you see the person do now brings information to your heart. Does it make sense? Then that information now forms pictures. Look at somebody and say, look, you can decide not to fight. How? So simple question. Where do fights come from? And the first thing that you see will generate the fight. So if you don't want to fight, don't look. Or ignore. The word ignore is what? To ignore is what? Huh? To ignore is what? To not pay attention. To ignore is exactly as you are ignorant of something. So if you are ignorant of the thing, why are you behaving like you have seen it? I've not seen it. I don't know. I didn't hear. You can choose not to hear. Because if you don't guard your heart, I tell you, there are many things that will make you boil on this earth. Then when you welcome those things your eyes are seeing and your ears are hearing, they enter into your heart. Are you following the thing at all? Then what forms? They form pictures. Thoughts come to you. And by the time you realize, you are speaking the wrong words. So now, guard your heart by keeping your ears and keeping your eyes, okay? Your ears from hearing the wrong things, or when even you hear the things that are not right, you decide to not let them enter you. Someone say, how do I decide not to let something enter me? You can. Have you spoken to yourself today? Have you spoken to yourself today? Let's be practical. Have you seen that sometimes you are there? Then the way God made us, you realize that our mind can travel. You can travel into 5 years ago and bring a thought. We are very powerful. Human beings, we are very powerful. You can be in a room alone. Then you will travel in your mind and you go and bring a thought from 5 years ago. What somebody said, what somebody did. Then right there, you start boiling from something you brought from your memory. Where was it stored? You see? So it was stored in the subconscious. But your conscious mind can travel into the subconscious and bring things from there. Am I communicating at all? This is very important. It will help your life. So now, when you are there, train yourself not to allow things to come into your heart. And when they come, learn how to sensitize. How do you sensitize? By the word of God. Does this thing agree with the word of God? If it doesn't, I bind you. Hey, I cast you out. Hey, have you had a wrong picture in your mind before? Or is it only me? Have you had thoughts in your mind about people? And maybe it was an envious thought. Like you were envy. You're envious of them. Have you had some before? You've not. Okay, anyway. Or a jealous thought. Now you started to query their work in your mind. That is where criticism comes from. So criticism are words that come from you have assessed people in your heart, and you are now bringing out of your heart what your heart is full of concerning them. Many times I've told myself, hey, it doesn't concern you. Focus. One of the ways to keep your heart is to talk to yourself what you wouldn't allow your heart to think about. Sometimes you bring a thought from last 6 years or even last year of something that somebody did to you that so pained you, and at that thing, if you are not careful, now will fill your heart and you begin to talk that way. You'll be surprised. Look at yourself in the mirror every day and talk to yourself and say, when things come up, say, hey, focus. Forget about that. Talk to you. What is your name? Talk to you. Sometimes things you failed in. I'm talking to you about the source of where to. And he says that place, that is the source of all the issues of life. Am I communicating at all? Hallelujah. Then learn how to also welcome the words that bring into your heart the right thoughts. It's something that you must discipline yourself to do. So anything that does not fill your heart, words that does not fill your heart with the right thoughts, block them. Block places that you go that you don't see the right things that would give your heart the right picture. Stop going there. Hey. Tap somebody and say, please, are you following the word? Hallelujah. Then you keep your heart. You keep your heart. So you are like a watchman or a security guard with a gun or a machete. Watching. Wrong word wants to come. Something is catching your eyes and you don't want the thoughts that thing will bring to you. Oh my God. You can be in the midst of people and not hear what they are saying. Because you have decided you won't allow it into your heart. Am I communicating at all? I pray that you will master guarding your heart. Can I talk about married couple? I told you. Let's say you are talking with your wife and your wife said something. Your wife said something. Or your husband said something. If you allow that word into your heart, the wrong pictures will form. And when the wrong pictures form, and they abound. And you know, one marvelous way God created us is that the moment thought starts in your heart, it may start like a little thing. Then you see the thought will start having hands. Your mind has a way of developing it into maturity. This is what, when you master, you can create things. Yeah. Am I communicating? So let's say your wife said something. I didn't hear it. Because if you heard it and you don't block it, you don't keep your heart, it will develop into a wonderful caricature. Wow. and your heart is full, then are you following what I'm trying to say? Sometimes, let's say your husband said something or your wife said something. Some people, they say, I won't talk. So they keep quiet. Not talking is dangerous than talking. Because in the state of not talking, that thought will grow. You will beautify it. You will give it. Then by the time you are releasing what you have fully developed, people of God. So learn how to cut short the lifespan of thoughts. You cut, you stop life. You stop feeding that evil thought with life. Block it from growing. Abort it. You will be surprised. When you say, how do I abort it? Abort it. Abort it. Abort it. I abort you. I didn't see it. Clear off. Because if you saw it, that means conception has taken place. You are not getting me. Huh? Did he not say the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God? Let's read it. 2 Corinthians chapter. Is somebody here? 2 Corinthians 10:4. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought so we can arrest thoughts. Oh. To the obedience of Christ. So you are a child of God. He says, the word of God is quick and powerful. So if you are submitted to his patterns, his words, now anything that comes, if it is exalting itself against the knowledge of God, you must bring it into what? Captivity. So you bring thoughts into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So now, can you imagine that you start boiling and the thoughts of insulting come into your mind? What do you do? Bring it into captivity. To the obedience of Christ. Does it make sense? So you can kill thoughts. You can take life out of them. You can arrest them. Does it make sense? We have that authority in Christ. Brethren, the source of words are hearts. Never forget. Your heart is not the organ that is pumping blood, but your thoughts. The unity or the uniting of your spirit and your soul. And you see it in thoughts. Are you getting the point? Thoughts, thoughts, thoughts. So make sure you are guarding your heart. Don't allow what would bring the wrong thoughts in. Block. I didn't see it. So those of you that always you are watching wrong stuff, listening to wrong stuff, what you are polluting your heart. You get the point? You are polluting your heart. Be careful the things you listen to. Yes. You know, you cannot listen so much and have a good picture of marriage. You can't. Many are ignorant. They don't know that thing is actually an armor tank firing bombs. So I don't know what you give me for me to give my ear to such a thing. I will never. Never. You may have a very distorted thought pattern about relationships if you like telenovelas. When you give your eyes and your ears, you are opening your heart up. And when those pictures fill you, they give you thoughts which are not in accordance with Christ. So you see, people have problems because of what they watch and what they hear. Problems. Can I say this? Can I say it? A disciplined life is a boring life. Because many things you would decide yourself not to do. You won't hear. You won't see. But the most exciting thing is that is where glory is. You have friends who are always talking to you about smoking weed. Smoking weed. Smoking weed. Smoking weed. Cocaine. When you take it, you will be high. Like the Most High. As you continue to give your ears to them, your heart is what? Opened. Then you will be surprised how pictures of Most High will fill you. So, you want to do business and do it well, open your ears to business things that will fill you with thoughts of business. Am I communicating at all? So if I were you, a lot of TikTok videos are done for you. If you want to develop it a certain way. Do you know, it's an amazing thing that when you watch certain short clips and things, you now pick the words of jokers, the words of comedians, the words of people who are not serious. You pick all of that. So it's like a lot of us, our heart is a refuse dump. It's like a big refuse dump with so many things on there. No wonder we are confused people. And this generation is suffering it the most. Junk. Garbage about everything. And let me tell you one serious thing about the heart. In the subconscious, it is like things are scattered. It is in the conscious mind that you arrange things. So if you avail your conscious mind to also all those rubbish, you are very confused. Am I communicating? So there are programs you say, I don't watch this. I don't listen to this. I don't know. Why? Because you want to guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. If you open yourself up to more of the Word of God, you'll be surprised how your heart will be filled with faith. Because faith cometh by and hearing. The same way doubt cometh by hearing and hearing other words. Huh? Say, I'll keep my heart. Come on, come on. Say it, I'll keep my heart. So you have an assignment of keeping your heart and an assignment of seeding your heart. I am done. That is the source of words. And the source of all the issues of life. Don't allow just anything into your heart. I tell you, if you know that call will bring the wrong news, block it. If peradventure you didn't know, so you picked and you heard it, cast it down. The moment you finish hearing something, thoughts start forming. If you know how God made us, the moment you finish watching or hearing something, thoughts start forming. Your imaginative power is awakened. You start to dream. Hey. Huh? Instead of thinking about how to raise 540,000 CDs to do something big, look at what you are thinking about. Can you tap somebody for me and ask the person what money is in your mind? What kind of amounts are in your mind? What kind of amounts are in your mind? You better have some wild amounts in your mind. What's that? Tonight when you go back home, go on the internet and watch some gold bars arranged, some dollar notes plenty arranged, catch some right pictures. Hey, you see that thing you are watching, that they are only bringing forth evil words and bad words, and they are giving you wrong pictures of life. When you wake up in the morning, no money in your pocket, you like that one? I tell you, some of you should get serious. Some of you should even start thinking about how your house is going to look like. Start creating those pictures in your mind. You see, these things look like they don't work. They work. Oh. If you know the number of things I've created in my mind that I've seen manifest, they work. I'm done. Go keeping your heart. You have an assignment to keep it. Sensitize what comes in. And you have the assignment of seeding your heart. Nobody is going to do that for you. You have that assignment yourself. That's why he says, keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the what? The issues of life. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. May you see the right pictures. And when you see the wrong pictures, when the wrong thoughts come, captive of those wrong thoughts and make them obedient to what? To Christ. Huh? Does it make sense at all? I see you seeing right in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of us who are married, go hearing the right things and seeing the right things. Some of the things you shouldn't see. You say, what happened? What just happened? I didn't see it. I don't know. What did you just say? I didn't hear it. So if you didn't hear it, you shouldn't be angry. It's a very wonderful life, I'm telling you. I've lived it for many years. You don't hear it. No, don't hear it. Oh. You hear it. Your heart is opened. Thoughts will start forming. And you'll be surprised. When you heard it in the morning, listen to me. Listen, if you hear it in the morning, you see, nobody wants cold things in the morning. You want hot things, isn't it? You will be surprised how the warmth in your heart that was ready to receive seed will start to make it grow. The whole day, you'll be annoyed. Why? Because you... Is somebody listening to me at all? But you decide, I didn't hear it. I bind you. I cast you out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Then you go out, opening your heart to the right words so that the right thoughts will form and your life will be beautiful. Look at somebody and tell the person, your life is your responsibility. Take it serious. For nobody will leave it for you. It is your own life. The Lord has given you the power to choose. Choose right. Choose to take responsibility and make the most of your life. Tell another person. Don't let somebody else decide your happiness. No matter what happens, decide to be happy. That's right. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Let's be on our feet and just pray a short prayer. Then we are out of here. Hallelujah. I feel impressed in my heart that by the Spirit of God, any dealings that you've had with someone, that dealing has taken something from you. Okay? Amen. Let there be restoration in the name of the Lord Jesus. Sometimes we have had dealings with people and you didn't even know that it was taking from you. It was taking your treasury from you. Sometimes somebody may have even given you something and you don't know that they were trading with you. As they gave you, they were collecting something from you and you didn't know. Are you getting the point? How many of you know that it is difficult to give back a gift? So it's like the person gave you a gift, okay? But not knowing that he came to exchange the gift for something. All right? And now you've used their gift. How do you return it? All right? Amen. We want to pray. Whatever dealings we had with people that took away from us, unknowingly, let there be restoration. Whatever is in the spirit that is speaking against us and saying we owe. Somebody said something to me. He said that when this person was little, they said that, you know, some spirits in their home, okay, she got lost and some spirits brought her back home. All right? And the spirits are happy to be around that person. All right? And now, that person grew and it's like all the favors that the spirits have been doing to that person, they now want to take things back. Are you following the thing? Yeah. I think it's plain. So any dealings you had with anybody that has taken from you, restoration. Anything that is speaking that you are owing me. You are owing me. I did this for you, so you are owing me. And you can't pay. Let the blood of Jesus pay. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shout with me, my Father and my God. As I lift up my voice to pray. Any dealings I had in the past that has spoken death over my head. In the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus pay that debt for me so that in the spirit nobody holds anything against me as a debt. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray that prayer right now. Come on, lift up your voice. Ratede kashai edabadabahasha yekatedi kapa londebra ikamzatali kamai yokadede besombelebe amta. Lebabaya kaba shem talababaha ya brabadi bakoshta kaba elagabada boshada izada bada rababada baba ekada baba bada yekaba razade brada baba razade dobade brada baba. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever they have taken, because they gave something. You know, on this earth, there's nothing that's free. So when somebody gave you something, and it's almost like you didn't do anything for the person, all right? What you must understand is that in the realm of the spirit, somebody can trade. Am I communicating at all? Did you ever hear this, that they said their family wanted male children. So the elders of the family decided to take the wealth of the place to go and take. Therefore, nobody in that family can get rich above a certain level. Have you heard such stories? Those are spiritual transactions. And sometimes unknowingly, somebody was giving you pocket money every month, not knowing that they were taking something. Please don't get me wrong. Don't think that everybody that gives you something took something. But what I'm saying is that I'll tell you a story another day. I have so many stories of this thing I'm talking about. Yeah. Sometimes some of us, we stole from somebody. like you took something that belonged to somebody. And that thing takes from you. Am I communicating at all? Yeah. Probably what you stole was just 5 Ghana. But that's why we pray. So we use our authority in Christ and our new status in Christ to handle some of these things. I hope you are getting the point. Now you want to pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been stolen from you, taken from you, that you did not even know that that spiritual transaction was to exchange, restoration. Sometimes you slept with a lady and you don't know that that transaction, no.
Hey.
Or you slept with a guy.
Hey.
And you don't know that that transaction, no. One great man was talking to me. So he mentioned somebody. Then he said, tell this person to come and see me. He said, because I see him sitting somewhere. Because this person has slept with this one, slept with this one, slept with this one, slept with this one. And when he sleeps with them, he just let them, you know, it's like a hit and run thing, you know. Hit, run. So, a lot of the ladies are embittered. And their bitterness and their cry is taken from him. And he doesn't know. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. So, you realize that irrespective of how he's trying, frustrations abound because of that thing. Hit and run. He hit it. Pa, pa, pa. He sees the ladies. Ah, pa, pa, pa. People of God, whatever any transaction you didn't know was spiritual took from you, restoration. Sometimes uye obi ejuma and then sisa bi pa kai nanke wose o mani pa ne hu se ne sisa aka ansa no waka se fa wan fa ma no ba wonnim se se nipa no sika ne po de brɛ wo no agibibi. No, you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. These things exist. Restoration in this 7th month. Restoration in the name of Jesus. Any transaction I entered into that has taken from me, restoration in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that things that went wrong because we entered into transactions, spiritual transactions, unknowingly by the blood of Jesus. Let covenants we entered into unknowingly be broken in the name of Jesus. Let agreements we entered into unknowingly because of one transaction, one business, one dealing, whatever it was, let those things be broken in the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever is holding any area of our lives and it thinks it has legal grounds to hold it because of that transaction, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the mercy of God speak. Let that connection be broken in the name of Jesus. Wherever they are standing to speak against us in the realm of the spirit and saying that, oh, spirits, look at this I did for this person and this agreement we entered into and do this against them. May those evil speakings be turned around for our favor. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And let anything that it's drawn from us, stolen from us, drawn from our lives, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let there come restoration. 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 restoration in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we'll begin to see manifestations to this effect, even in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you for listening to today's message. If you want to give your heart to Christ, just say this short confession after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died, and on the third day, you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, you are Lord. You are the Lord of my life. Even from this day forth, precious Spirit of God, help me to live for the Lord all the days of my life. God bless you. If you said that confession, you are a child of God. Make sure you are planted in a church that will raise you in the Word of God so that you become a tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you have been refreshed by the Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Facebook, Telegram, YouTube, podcast, or Podcast Addict, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. You may also call our helpline for the messages and the books of Pastor Christian and for pure pastoral counsel and any other inquiry on 0540-953-017, 0540-953-017. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, Edum, right opposite the GRA building, behind the Ejaba building. My Pastor Christian also comes your way with Shepherd's Stream prayer session this and every Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the church premise at Edum. You can also join in the prayer session via Facebook Live at My Pastor Christian. Come, pray, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.